is Robin Bremer, author, podcaster, and blogger at robinbremer.net. You can also find me on iTunes at Robin Bremer Kingdom Life. Did you know that the only thing that is required of somebody when you have an inheritance is that somebody dies? Isn't that exciting? That's what I want to share with you today, is the only qualification that you need to get something, to get an inheritance, is that the person died. And that is so exciting. And today, I want to share with you more about your inheritance that I just did the other day. And so, let's look at Isaiah 53. This, if I only had one scripture in the whole world that I could pick that would show you what Jesus accomplished on the cross, what Jesus did for you, this would be the scripture. Now, don't look at this scripture in a Bible that has, or like, don't look at this scripture in King James, because King James was the language that they talked years ago, and you don't speak that language, so you're not going to even understand that some of the words that you see don't mean today what you think they mean, because in that year and time period, they meant something totally different. So, what you need to do is get on my website, robinbremer.net, and download the video, the chart that has the list of what the words mean in the original Hebrew language. And I'm going to go over that today. Now, this is what it says in the New King James. It says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him smitten of God, esteemed him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Now, what you have to do is some more digging into that. And when you dig, this is what you're going to discover. If you take that scripture, that's Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. If you take that scripture and you memorize that scripture, your life will be changed. Because what you need to do is understand what each one of those words mean. And when you know what each one of those words really mean in the original language, you will resist the devil, submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You will resist sickness, disease, poverty, lack, and fear as much as you resist sin, because it has all been paid for. Now let's take a look at this in the original language. So in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs." In the original language, this is what griefs mean. This is what Jesus bore for you. He bore your sicknesses, your diseases, your afflictions, your sadness, evil that comes against you, and calamity. Now, don't you think that that qualifies for a lot of things happening in your life? Think about what those words really mean. I mean, this is an awesome, exciting scripture. Now, take a look at the rest. Let's read on the next one. "And carried our sorrows." Okay? He carried our sorrows. But what does sorrows mean? It means physical and mental pain. I mean, just that there covers every sickness, every disease, mental disease, schizophrenic, bipolar, retardation, Down syndrome, brain damage, hang toenail, fungus toenail, eyesight, everything. It covers everything you can imagine there. It covers Ebola. It covers somebody coming to cut off your head, calamity. It covers plagues. It covers everything you can imagine. Now let's go on. Okay. Sorrows means physical and mental pain, grief, and sorrow. So if you have lost a loved one, don't be grieving and sorrow. Jesus already took care of all your grief and all your sorrow. Especially if they went to heaven, you should be rejoicing. And you don't know if they went to heaven, because they could have, as a child, received Jesus and have not walked the walk. Or they could have received Jesus at the last moment of their death, or before, they couldn't understand very well. So sorrow and grief are spirits, and Jesus took sorrow and grief so you wouldn't feel them, and he also took authority over them. So do not allow sorrow and grief to steal from you. Let me give you a story. I once had a cat, and this happened to me twice. I had an animal that I really loved, and it died. And I was so sorrowful and so sad that it died. And instantly, I remembered the scripture that said Jesus carried my sorrow, and that sorrow and grief were also a spirit that could inhabit you if you allowed them to. So I said, wait a minute, my cat just died like yesterday, the day before, whatever. And I said, I don't have to feel this way. I bind that spirit of sorrow and grief, and instantly that feeling left me. My cat was still dead, but I was no longer feeling the sorrow and the grief. So if you lost a loved one, you really, really need to know that it's okay to not feel the sorrow and the grief forever. You decide when to stop. If you're tired of feeling that way, it doesn't mean you don't love them anymore. It doesn't mean you don't miss them and that you don't remember them, but you don't have to have your life stolen from you by feelings of sorrow and grief, because sorrow and grief will kill you. They kill, steal, and destroy. They take from you, okay? We are not to sorrow like the world does. So let's get back to this. So it says that, and he carried our sorrows, which is physical, mental, pain, grief, and sorrow. Yet we esteemed him smitten, stricken, and smitten of God, and afflicted. Okay, we think, oh, he did something wrong, so God punished him with sickness, disease, and did all this to him. And that's kind of a really bad thing that we're doing today. We're thinking that, okay, God is punishing me with this sickness. God is getting glory out of the sickness. He's teaching me something with this sickness, with this pain, the sorrow, and this grief that I'm going through right now. Lie, lie, lie. That's such a lie of the devil. If you notice that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He delivered people of sicknesses and diseases and wrong thinking and so on. He set them free, because those things are always of the devil. Now, in the Old Testament, things were different. That was a different covenant, a different agreement. In that time, Jesus was not there to be your intercessor, and they were punished for their wrong behavior. And God is not like that now, because God has an intercessor, because Jesus came. The Old Testament is totally different from the New Testament. Do not have an Old Testament mentality. Do not think of God as your adversary. God is now your comforter, your lover, your father, your brother, and all of those things. So don't think of God in any other way. Okay, so we said, he's being punished by God. He's being smitten by God. He's being afflicted by God because of something he did. But no, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. In other words, he was punished for what we did. And this is what transgression means. He was wounded. In other words, he had the nails through his hands and feet. He had the crown pushed on his head with the thorns, and each thing represents something different. If you go to my website, you'll see what each of his bleeding in his body, what he took for us and what it means. But the crown of thorns, the nails through his hands, the piercing in his side, the 39 lashes with glass and hooks cutting material on the end of a rope leather that would wind around his body and rip out clumps of skin, that whipping, All that stuff was done for our transgression. And this is what Jesus said. He was wounded for our sin, for our rebellion, for our guilt punishment, for our transgression offering. He became all those things for us. And he did this before you were even born. So this means that your whole lifetime of sins is forgiven. On the cross, he looked ahead. He saw you born, living your life, and dying. So he knew everything you were going to do before you were even born. And he took all of that on the cross for him, for you. Okay, so let's go on. The chastisement, let's see, he was wounded for, he was bruised for our iniquities. He was bruised for our iniquities. That means our guilt, our guilt condition, the consequences of sin, and the punishment of sin was upon him. Now, that means what I just explained, but it also means that the consequences of breaking the law and the consequences of doing wrong things was on him. So their guilt, condition, and the consequences and the punishment of sin. So you are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, and you have been set free from those results. Then the chastisement of our peace was upon him. So let's see what peace means. It means completeness, safety, soundness in body, welfare, health, prosperity, yay! Peace, yay! Entire, whole, contentment, friendship, covenant relationship was upon him. So everything he did on the cross is to bring you prosperity, to bring you health, to bring you peace, to make you whole, entire, to have friendship with God and a covenant relationship with God. So God is drawing you near to him. He wants you to hear his voice. He wants you to have fellowship with him. He wants you to have friendship with him. He wants you to be complete, not lacking nothing, to be prosperous. He is a blessing. And then it ends with, and with his stripes you have been healed. And that means healed and made whole. So I pray that you go ahead and go to the website and copy this. I will have posted on the website in a few minutes this file that you can copy or download with pictures on that tells you what your inheritance is. Well, that's it for today. And until next time, have a blessed day.
For more teachings and ministering from Robin Bremer, be sure to visit Robin's website at www.robinbremer.net. Until next time, we pray that your eyes would be open to receive everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have.